A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, but this December we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day. William and I are your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We definitely don't agree on every Christmas tradition, but we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring you over the next few weeks. I am Jordan North, and here with me, sat across the table,
sitting,
is the UK's, leading etiquette expert, Mr. William Hansen.
Hello, it's office parties today. I'm more photogenic, Jordan's more photocopier. Again, you come up with them every day.
Let's start.
Pull the cracker, will I win?
Episode with a Christmas cracker joke, Jordan's little cracker. So, yes!
Oh,
I won!
My record is smashed.
Oh.
It's now 7-1 to William.
Okay, if you didn't realise, Ben has ordered the same crackers for the whole of the 25 episodes that we're going to do. Is that right?
Yes.
And, yeah. Ho, ho, ho. What dessert sneaks around the house at Christmas time?
Ooh, 00 Christmas cake.
It's a mince pie.
Oh, a mince pie. And do you know what? What is interesting is that was the very first joke we got on the first cracker, as was the yo-yo. So there's obviously a correlation in this company with toy and joke. Just thought you'd want to know.
I want to know how much we've wasted on bloody Christmas crackers. Remember, if you need our help with something this Christmas, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of Christmas trepidation, past, present, or future, to help@sexandmyboss.com. Maybe you've got a funny story for us or a dilemma that you need
to help.
Or a joke.
A Christmas joke.
You can tweet. Yep. You can tweet us or send a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss on there. Or if you want to get in touch via the website, send us a Christmas card, sexandmyboss.com.
Now, it's the eighth day of our Advent calendar, and today we are talking about Christmas parties.
Yay! The old Christmas party. Are they happening this year? Because we're not having one.
No, there wasn't any last year for obvious reasons. Some people are having them this year, others aren't. And obviously some people will be comfortable socialising en masse with COVID, others won't be. So it's personal choice. You don't, as with any party, regardless of COVID, you don't have to go if you don't want to.
Mm. Don't be that person. No, I suppose.
It's better to not go and stay at home than go and be a fun sponge.
I was going to say, don't be that person that doesn't go, but, people that have, social anxieties and stuff like that, it can be a very stressful time of year, to be fair.
Yeah, and you might want to just see your friends in sort of smaller groups and do more of those than one big party.
That's what we're doing. Are we going to have a Christmas meal? We should go out for Christmas meal, shouldn't we? Let's get that.
We'll try and arrange it. We can put it in, you can then cancel it.
But I do like a good Christmas party. The Rock FM Christmas parties, I've talked about these. Rock FM, when I worked in local radio, the Rock FM Christmas parties were legendary.
Really? In what way?
Just a proper, good old-fashioned Christmas piss-up. To the point where they were so good, even when I didn't work there, I still went to the Christmas parties 2 years after I'd finished.
Really?
Yeah. Just a prop, Some years we'd had them at the stations. One year we had a bouncy castle, like a pop-up bouncy castle bar that collapsed and tripped all the building, and then the radio station went off air. We had half-cooked hog roast.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just, they were always, one year we went bowling, just a proper good. They were always on like a Thursday or Friday.
Well, that's a popular day for an office party.
And we just get, yeah.
I'm going to surprise you here. I know there is a long list of things that I have never done. I have never had Coca-Cola. I have never farted. And I have also...
Never
gone to a Christmas party.
You've never been to a work's Christmas do?
No.
Not even for an hour to show your face?
No. No one's ever invited me, / I've worked for companies that have never had them.
Oh, well, you've been invited to the Audio Always
one.
Oh,
I've been invited. No, to be fair, I've been invited. I was invited to one this year. I'm in Brussels.
Sprouts. How very festive.
Exactly. Yes, I've never been able to go, / don't want to go. So, for other ones in previous
What's
years.
The polite way to decline? Because surely it's bad etiquette not to go to an invitation.
Well, not necessarily. If you're busy, if you've already got plans, then there's not a lot you can do.
What's the polite way to say, I don't want to go to the
Oh, question? I'm so sorry. It sounds loads of fun. I can't come, but thank you so much for the invitation. I appreciate it. That's all you need to say. Mm. Keep it short. Keep it sweet. If I were going to go to my very first Christmas party.
Yeah.
Any tips for me on surviving
it? Yeah. Real sensible talk here. Don't get too drunk. Oh,
Jordan's written down 1, 2, and 3 on his script, so we know we're in for some good points.
Don't get too drunk.
He's then writing down his advice after he says it.
Just do not speak to the boss. Just stay clear of the boss. If you've had a drink, it is never a good idea to speak to the boss.
Oh, really?
You'll say something that you shouldn't. The boss is the boss. Remember their position. Just avoid the boss.
Yeah? Okay.
Number 3.
Avoid boss, he's writing.
Number 3. So don't get too drunk. Avoid the boss. And number 3 is don't go there with colleagues. Don't piss on your own doorstep.
Oh.
Like my mum used to say.
Right. Don't go there with colleagues.
Just don't. It's a whole load of shit that you don't need. Just don't.
Why? Because what happens?
It's just, there's always, every year, most years, there'll be a Christmas party and someone will get off with someone. I hate this word, but someone will snog someone and it's just not what you need.
Right. So we're going to have a Christmas party then?
Yeah, we'll have fun. Yeah. But that's my top advice. Okay. Don't get too drunk, avoid the boss, and don't get...
You are right, because I think with bosses, or indeed anybody you work with, regardless of whether they're junior, senior, same level, it is still a work environment.
Yeah.
And the relationships you have with people and the professional structure, the hierarchy, still stands.
Yeah.
Just because you are in some sort of groovy, disco-y place with balloons and having vodka doesn't mean to say that actually your contracts and your work relationships don't stand.
I totally agree.
So know your limits, eat a big meal before you start drinking.
Yeah.
And also you don't have to drink.
No.
Spoiler alert, you don't have to drink.
Yeah.
You can drink soft drinks.
Also, if you do go to the Christmas party, don't leave the Christmas party at 2 o'clock in the morning, being the last person to leave, and then go straight onto the radio at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You'd never do that, would you?
No.
No.
How have I still got a job in this industry? Oh my God.
You know when you said it was the bouncy castle that took Rock FM off air?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the bouncy castle?
Yes, it was.
There wasn't really?
Yeah.
Sure that wasn't you?
A good friend of ours.
Mm.
I can't because we might identify this person, but...
All right, Daryl, what?
A good friend of ours was once very drunk at a Christmas party.
Yes. Yes, they were.
And I had to put this good friend of ours, I'm not saying where it was or who the person was, but I had to take this person and put them to bed in their hotel room.
Mm.
Hammered.
I remember that story. That wasn't good. It's just come back to me. So there we go. Office Christmas parties. Enjoy them, but not too much.
Yeah.
It's...
Don't be the one that the story's about.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
And remember, like... Be professional as well. It's still a works Christmas party. Be professional.
My guiding motto in life, I will eventually come up with T-shirts and tea towels and all sorts of accessories.
How tacky.
If in doubt, don't.
If in doubt, don't. Yeah. Oh, I've been to so much. Honestly, I cannot remember.
Jordan's advice, if in doubt, do.
I remember once I went to 3 Christmas parties in a year.
In a year?
Yeah.
What,
No, 3 Christmas parties around Christmas time. I went to 5 live ones.
Sorry, you didn't go to any Christmas parties in July?
Pardon?
You didn't go to any Christmas parties in July? No.
I went to the 5 live one,
mm-hmm.
the Rock FM one,
mm-hmm.
and I think I went to the Capital one as well.
Oh.
Because I was like working at all different, you know, when I was like starting out.
What a whore.
Oh, and I went to the, probably went to four, because I went to the pub I was working in one as well.
That's nice. Do you just work at different places just so you can get invited to the Christmas parties?
Yeah.
Is there an I'm a Celebrity Christmas
party? We didn't have one, no, but there's usually a big rap party, but we missed out on that this year.
Come to mind, there's a big rap master party.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. Even better.
No, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, because they are fun Christmas parties, just people just let their hair down too much.
Wasn't our pilot that we did, we've put our pilot out, wasn't that all about office Christmas parties? It's just coming back to us.
Was it?
Yeah, and we sound awful in that pilot, as we've said before.
I've said this many times before. I mean, I hate listening back to myself anyway, but I cannot listen to the first two series.
First two series?
Of Help, I, Sex and My Boss. Let's just say we are more comfortable in our roles now, but we very much, me especially, played up to our part. I'm not ashamed. Have you heard any of the first ever episodes?
Not recently.
I sound like... We like I
oh,
said,
let's have a gin and de bont,
and just trying to be Aladdin, just
you be you.
We've come a long way. That's all I like to say.
We've adventured a long way.
If you're listening now, Gene Divas, right? I dare you. Your challenge today is to go back and listen to an episode from the first or second series of Help, I, Sex and My Boss, and be honest, we're not very likable.
I'm more likable.
Oh, I just sound like an absolute gobshite.
Tickets for our 2022 live show, Help I Sexted My Boss, Lads on Tour, go on pre-sale today. Now, we do, thanks to all of your support over the years, we expect a lot of tickets to go very quickly, but there is still time to get access.
Go to sextedmyboss.com/newsletter, sign up to the V and... Oh, God, rolls off the tongue, this. Sign up to the VIG and Divas newsletter.
So, what have we learnt today? We've learnt office parties, enjoy them, but not too much.
Not too much. Don't let your hair down too much. Remember to stay professional. Remember, though, this is the best time of year, you know. There's loads of parties going on, loads of fun to be had. But if you can't do it, don't worry. Don't get stressed. You can't be everywhere at once.
Very good advice. We'll be back tomorrow for another Advent Calendar episode. If you have anything you want to get in touch with us about, help@sextedmyboss.com, or there's a whole host of other information, merchandise, tour dates, everything at sextedmyboss.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.